when it gets to this point, Michael Brown, I had never heard of him. Had never heard of anything he'd done before the news of his death came. Whoever he might have become, whatever he might have achieved, had he lived longer, not been riddled lifeless by bullets from Darren Wilson's gun, and crumpled on the pavement of a Ferguson street for more than 4 hours in the heat of that August day. And before, I'd never heard of Trayvon Martin, had known nothing of who he was until I learned of his demise and cause of death, a bullet to the chest. George Zimmerman, the shooter, a badgeless pretend police with a pistol and fear of the darkness, Trayvon's darkness. And after a while, the pictures, the names, the circumstances run together like so much colored laundry in the wash that bleeds on whites. Was it Eric Garner or Tamir Rice, who was 12 but seen as 20, Hulk Hogan or the Hulk, with demonic eyes, it was said, who shrank the cop in Ferguson into a 5-year-old who had to shoot, just had to shoot, and John Crawford III in a Walmart store aisle, an air rifle in his hands, he picked up from the shelf and held in the open, in an open carry state. Was it John or someone else, killed supposedly by mistake in a dark stairwell? I know a Kai Gurley fell. I hadn't heard of him before, nor of Amadou Diallo or Sean Bell prior to their killings. Which of these two took slugs in the greater number? I don't recall. My mind too encumbered with the names of so many more before and since. The frequent news reports of non-arrests, non-indictments, non-true bills, and duplicitous presentations by experts in the field, the consultants put out front to explain away that which is so often plain as day, to coax and convince us that we're the ones who can't see straight and can't hear clearly, who are the ones replacing facts with spin to mislead and mystify, as the beatings and the chokings and the shootings of our boys and men by these wrong arms of the law proceed in orderly fashion before the sometimes sad, sometimes angry faces of our uncertain, our hesitant disbelief.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.